Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Get it? The Bird Show.
We just got into a topic based on a butt dial.
Mm-hmm.
Butt dials are often funny. Sometimes they're serious. This mm-hmm. one was serious. Mm-hmm. A girl got butt dialed by her cousin, and her cousin was clearly playing with the Mary Jane.
At least talking about it.
Talking about it.
I mean, she wasn't clear if she was actually smoking at the time, but the cousin's 27. She got butt dialed by her 17-year-old cousin, mm-hmm. who was in a discussion with another guy. She's a girl, 17-year-old girl, in a discussion with the guy about marijuana. And then, you know, that's serious enough. But the other serious part of that is the 14-year-old sibling mm-hmm. was in the conversation. So she came to us and asked us what she should do. And I think it was a really good debate. But Jeff's position was go straight to mom and let her know what's going on. And my position was go to the 17-year-old first, give her the opportunity to straighten up. And then if she doesn't, then go to the mom.
And I completely agree with Melissa's viewpoint on that.
Now, we're not as far apart as I thought we were because I'm not opposed to going to the 17-year-old first and having a conversation with him. Mm-hmm. But because the child is 17 years old and because the child is legally a minor, regardless of how involved the parent may or may not get, I think you still have an obligation to tell the parent.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to do it pretty quickly after you talk to the 17-year-old. Like, hey, I just want to let you know, last week I heard this, yesterday I did this, and here's where it stands today.
Mm-hmm. My big concern is the 14-year-old, though. That's where I'd be a little uh-huh. more stern about how I'm gonna handle it with the 14-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Amy wants to weigh in on this, and she might be okay. a little fired up because she's on her way to court right now because
okay.
of her son.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, Amy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Okay.
What's going on?
Kind of struck a nerve this morning, huh?
Yeah.
What's going on?
I'm on the way right now to a sentencing hearing for my 20-year-old
mm-hmm.
who started smoking pot at the age of 16 and moved to pain pills.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeff, I just heard him say that the child is still a minor at 17. Well, in the eyes of the law, he's not a minor. He is now an adult and will be charged as such if caught with any sort of drugs.
What age what age does that change? Is it 17 or 16?
It's 17.
17, okay.
We've mm-hmm. been mm-hmm. dealing with this for 3 years, but it went on for 2 years before I ever knew about it. Mm-hmm. However, people all around me knew about it.
Like family members?
Family members, very good friends, neighbors. By the time I found out about it, he was so far gone that there was nothing that I could do. He had moved from pain pills to heroin.
I mean, see that I think that's a little. I mean, not.
I know it's a little. I know. I know it doesn't happen a lot, but I now that I've dealt with this, I have seen it happen a lot, and you know, I know there's a big controversy about pot being a gateway drug and so forth. But most people start with pot. They don't go straight from nothing to, you know, pain pills or. And this was a child that was. There were no signs.
Well,
I was a stay-at-home mom.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He never missed school. Straight A student. Scholarships coming at him like crazy for sports. So there were no signs.
Well, I know, and what I was going to say is it's different, but it's not. I mean, I think your call is very important because I do think that it is because I totally disagree with everybody knowing and not saying anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my point was to have one conversation with that 17-year-old, and that's all it took. And if that one conversation didn't work, then the parent gets involved. And the fact that neighbors and everybody knew that he was doing pills and he was doing, you know, all these other things,
mm-hmm.
that's just ridiculous. And I think that, yes, there's a controversy about pot being a gateway drug. I think I disagree with you. Most people start with pot. I think most people start with alcohol.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, and no, you know, in my position earlier was that I think that a lot of people would have had a different opinion of this call if the butt dial was about her getting drunk.
Oh, yeah, most certainly. Most certainly. But, see, I don't know because that was never an issue. He still doesn't drink.
Mm-hmm.
So that's never been an issue.
Right.
Because these kids, they do what they can get away with. And I've learned a lot. And believe me, probably 60 to 70% of our children in high school are doing some sort of pain pill or Xanax or anything like that, because they can get away with it. They can go to school like that. They can function like that. Well, you just don't smell it.
Right. One last question. What would your advice be to that cousin that called us? What would you tell her to do?
I would tell her to go to the 17-year-old, tell him that she knows, and say, I'm sorry, I love you, I'm not trying to get you in trouble, but I think your mom needs to know, is this a problem for you? Mm-hmm. And then go to the mother and say, you know, I want you to know this just so you're aware. If nothing else, just so she's aware to look out for it.
Mm-hmm.
Do something so terrible that she can't stop it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good way to phrase it.
No, I appreciate the call and I appreciate the insight. I'm just sorry on how you got it. You know what I mean?
Hey, Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Listen, I'm a recovering addict myself, and I'd just like to comment on the caller that got the problem with the 17-year-old.
Uh-huh.
Everything started out with me probably the same way, and I just believe that if somebody had intervened, whether it had been, you know, my mom or a cousin or something coming to me, you know, at an early age, that it would have, you know, I mean, I'm in recovery now, but I'm doing good now. But
what's the magic sentence? Like, if it's your cousin and your cousin found out the same way by overhearing a conversation, what sentence could she or he say to you at age 17? Because one thing I do agree with Melissa about is 17-year-olds know it all, so they're not going to say, "Oh,
right.
You want me to stop?"
You're right.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah,
mm-hmm. And I agree with both sides, you know, I agree with her side and your side, but I think, you know, if I was the cousin, I probably would go to him or her and say, you know, you need to stop what you're doing, but, you know, I don't care if you get mad at me or whatever, I'm going to your mom with this, you know, because, I mean, I know that, you know, people look at alcohol is not that big of a problem. Weed's not that big of a problem. But, you know, it can turn into a lot greater problem than what people think it can. And it happens very quickly. So, you know, and I mean, I had good, you know, parents growing up. And I mean, you know, and I was always a good, you know, and mine didn't really start, you know, until I was 16, 17 years old. And then it just took off from there. So, you know, I just believe that, you know, somebody, you know, should intervene. And I think it should be taken as more serious than them going to them and saying, look, you need to stop this, whatever. Because, I mean, chances are if they're at home alone or whatever, they're going to, you know, they may listen to it, but when they get back around their friends or whatever, they're going to start doing it again.
Right.
So.
Thanks for the call, Jeff.
Yeah, and congratulations on your recovery.
Hey, John, you can be our second last call on the show. How are you?
Very good, thanks. I just wanted to weigh in. Not only am I a parent of a 17-year-old and two 14-year-olds, I'm also a therapist. I work with addicted individuals. And, you know, with all respect to Melissa, you're not a parent, and this is a huge issue. This is not a small, insignificant thing. Mm-hmm. You know, if you've got a kid that's involved in this kind of activity, even casually, and is sitting around with a friend discussing, you know, the need for more, or we're running out, we need to buy more, that kind of, that's not a casual thing. That's a huge issue, and by all means, mom has got to know. Now, I'm not saying you can't go to the kid first, but you need to go to the kid and say, look, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to mom.
Well, with all due respect, Jeff's not a parent either. You know,
well,
in our opinions,
I'm just saying,
our opinions are valid.
From the standpoint of, number one, a parent, but also a therapist, you know, it's and the other thing, you know, and I know that this is kind of in touch on, this is an illegal act, like the parent, the mom said a few minutes ago. Trust me, I've got a son who's involved in the legal system right now with charges pending, and somebody said a while ago, well, the parent won't be held liable just because the kid has pot. Not true. Not true. If they've got it in the house, the parent is liable.
But what if it's with this parent that doesn't sound like they're very involved in the child's life? What if it's a parent that just doesn't care? I mean, cousin's got to do something.
There's always that possibility. Always. Whether a parent is a stay-at-home mom like the other lady, or whether, no matter what the work schedule of the parent, there's always a possibility they're not going to be involved in the kid's life, or they're going to take it very casually. But still, you've got to approach it as seriously as you can possibly approach it, because it is an illegal act. And trust me, if that 17-year-old gets arrested at school for pot and gets, they're not going to juvenile court, they're going to superior court. And when they go to superior court, it's going to be on their record for every day the rest of their life. Every time they try to fill out a job application, it's going to say, have you ever been convicted, you know, of a drug charge? And they're going to have to check yes, and they're very likely not going to get a job because of that. It's a huge, huge issue.
Thanks for the call, John.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Therapist. You're not a parent.
I'm not a parent, so I have no valid opinion. But you're not a parent either, Jeff. But yeah, he agreed with you.
Yeah, but I agreed with me. He agreed with me. So
I do. I can't stand that
while
phrase.
Melissa and I do disagree, I am...
But I think
it does frustrate me at the when people say, well, you can't give advice.
God, you're not
because
a parent.
Like my advice is not coming from a parenting point of view. Mine's just a very practical point of view.
And you're coming from the teenager's
point
of view.
Yeah, you're a guardian, and the guardian of that kid needs to know if that kid's doing something illegal. I don't have to be a parent to say that.
And I totally respect what Jeff was saying. I mean, if that's what ends up happening, I'm not opposed to that. But that will spawn another conversation, because I've talked about how Katie and I are considering children and freezing my eggs and all that stuff. The thing that keeps me from wanting to be a parent is other parents.
And can't you go ahead and say that you are a parent? Because if your eggs are frozen, can't you just say...
They're not frozen yet, but they will be here in a few weeks.
You have a little popsicle kids.
Yeah, so I'm in the process... We've got to talk about that, too. I'm in the process of getting that done, which is very fascinating.
Cool.
Other parents scare me. It's not the kids. It's having to involve my life now with other parents. And
really?
I just... Yeah, it's just... There's... You know, I'll just go ahead and say there's two different types of parents. There's the parents that...
There's good ones and bad ones.
Well, there's the condescending kind, and then there's those that are just human beings, and they're the same human beings after they have a child that they were before they had the child. And, you know, I understand the severity of it. I understand the responsibility of it, and I'm old enough to understand that. But I never want the words to ever come out of my mouth, you don't understand because you're not a parent, because I think it's the most condescending, offensive phrase that somebody can say to you.
You're on The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.